720 WGN. Hey, it's Amy Guth in for Patty Vasquez. Thanks for being with us tonight and sharing part of your evening with us. We're awful glad that you are. My friends, you know, a lot of people have been posting pictures online and saying, what in the hell is that on Michael Phelps' shoulder? And all these other athletes and people are noticing these big red marks about the size of a tennis ball. Well, it is cupping. And so a lot of people are going, what is that? Sounds kind of woo-woo. I don't know if it's for me, but look, I feel like if elite athletes, these like fine physical specimens of human beings can do it, then it's something we should all pay attention to. And in fact, I have. It is something that I have done and that I think is really interesting and that I like. I've had good result. And so I thought I would just bring in one who knows all about it. And that is the woman who has performed cupping on me, Jennifer Dubowski. She's a licensed acupuncturist. She does traditional Chinese medicine, acupuncture, cupping, all those good things. She is a friend to WGN. She's been on the station before. You know her, you love her. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. I'm really happy to be here.
Well, thanks for joining us here very late, past your bedtime, I know, but I appreciate you coming in. So a lot of people, I think there's a little bit of misinformation about cupping going on right now. A lot of people are posting to Facebook and going, it's sucking poison out of muscles. And some people are going, it's sucking chlorine out of Michael Phelps' muscles. No, it's none of those things.
No.
Tell us just in like simplest form, what is the benefit of cupping? Because I've felt it, but what is really happening in the body?
Do you want me to tell you what the process of cupping is?
Let's
or
start
the
there.
Benefits?
Let's start with process. People who maybe haven't done it.
All right. So the basic concept is you have these cups, they might be glass, they might be plastic, and you create suction. A more traditional way is with fire, but these days a lot of us have a more modern way called a suction pump, which a lot of people like.
And they look like little bells, like a little clear glass, almost like a bell.
Actually, that's what the plastic ones look like, but I have glass ones that look more like balls. So it depends on the cup. There's even bamboo ones which look literally like jars.
Okay.
So depends on where you're going.
They almost look like the stemless wine glass.
But
they're little.
Yes. Well, actually, they come in different sizes.
Oh, well, there you go. To accomplish different things?
Well, not only different things, but different parts of the body. So, for example, if I'm working on someone's elbow, I have a lot less flesh to cover than if I'm working on someone's tush.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So what it does is it encourages suction. So think of it like an inverse of a massage. A massage, you are pressing down into the muscle fibers, whereas with cupping, you are actually sucking up and the skin comes up partially into the skin. Into the cup. Mm-hmm. And it also brings up the muscle fibers, old blood that's stuck in there. For example, athletes, lactic acid builds up. And yes, there are toxins because if we pollute our body with a lot of crap, it's stuck in our body fluids. But I would think for athletes, it has more to do with getting the blood flow because not only does it pull up old blood, it encourages fresh blood flow and enhances circulation. So that would be how it is done. And then also, it's not even just the suction. When you release the cup, there is then a flush. And a really easy way, an analogy I like, is if you take a garden hose, okay, and you just decide, whatever, I'm going to just squeeze this garden hose really tight. And you hold it, you hold it, you hold it. When you let it go, it goes psh.
Like tons of water.
Right. Goes right through. Plus, if you think about it, if there's gunk in the middle of the hose, when it goes through faster, it can carry it out.
Aha. Uh-huh. Right.
And when you bring up the old blood, lactic acid, toxins, whatever's accumulated to the surface, it can then flush out of the body.
So you're lifting the whole subcutaneous layer up.
Yes.
Creating a little more room for that blood to get moving.
Exactly. Right. It's creating space for new blood to come in and for the old blood and other things that are gunking up the works. We call it stagnation and getting things moving.
And so it seems like athletes have done this for a while, but right now we're talking about it so much, probably because social media and we have a lot more pictures than ever.
And Michael Phelps, he, you know, looks great in a bathing suit and he's got a lot of cupping marks.
And a lot of people like to tweet pictures of him in his Speedo.
Yes, they do.
and so if you were at the Olympics right now, would you be how often would you get cupping if you were an athlete?
You know, it really depends on their situation. When I am working with athletes, because especially in a situation like the Olympics, but I've worked with a marathon runners, people who are like on the verge of, we got to go. I kind of think of that as you're going to really put it to the hilt. I might not work them so hard if it was regular treatments, mm-hmm. but if they are really going through rigorous stuff, they're in pain, they need pain relief, I might even do it a few times a week.
Yeah.
Now, normally with most patients, the ideal way I like to do it is you do some cupping, you wait till the marks fade a little bit. Also, cupping is diagnostic so that you will actually get darker in different spots where things are more stagnant. And as it fades, what I kind of like to do is then on the next cupping session, you see what's left and you go after nearby spots because usually there's more congestion around there. So with regular patients, I probably wouldn't do it as often. But if I've got an athlete or somebody who's got to be on point, we might do it more often depending on how he feels. But you don't want to do it too much because you might increase the soreness and they need to be ready.
Yeah. And I mean, my experience with it was for muscle soreness, and it made crazy marks on me. It like bruised like crazy, and it really looked like I had been beaten with tennis balls at the end of it.
I like to say it looks like you got a hickey from an octopus.
A giant, like ginormous kraken of a like huge creature. But it was like about tennis ball size. That would maybe a little smaller.
Yes.
And they were, but indeed, like where the muscles were sorer is where the bruises were darker.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And another spot that I really often cup, and the longer I've been doing it, the more I cup, is I cup near the lymph nodes. So kind of near the armpits on the mm-hmm. back, because the lymph is what carries, for lack of a better medical term, the garbage in our system out.
Right.
Okay. And one thing I have really noticed over the years is how many people, whether they have pain there or not, are much darker in that area. And I think it's because the lymph and other things get stuck and gathers, and it's a great way to get it out.
So we could even be looking at athletes in their cupping marks and saying, okay, this person has darker bruising here. Maybe they're that's a weak spot, or maybe that will, well, it would be interesting to like analyze their performance versus where they're bruising darker.
Well, clearly with Michael Phelps, I would say he's got a shoulder issue.
Okay.
Because if you look at his cupping, it's mainly upper back, and he's got one big dark one right on his deltoid.
Mm-hmm.
So this would just be my guess that he's got something going on with his shoulder, and that would make sense with a swimmer.
So if anyone's like playing Vegas odds, you might want to talk to people into cupping because they can read the cupping marks. And
right,
they can help.
Right. I liked reading faces better. But yeah, no, cupping, it also is a bit telltale too, because some, it doesn't happen often, but you know, some people, they really either believe or just like to tell people they live very healthy lives.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing you will see is like if, you know, you're putting a lot of bad things into your body, be it foods, drugs, alcohol, those people often will also have darker marks. And those are the people too that most people, usually by the third or fourth session, you're not getting as much color because you've pulled stuff out. But sometimes with those people, if they keep polluting their bodies, it's going to take a lot longer.
Interesting.
So it is interesting, and it belies sometimes what patients tell you.
Sure. They're like, no, clean living.
Oh,
not
yeah.
so much.
No. And then I see their back and I'm like, ooh,
oh, really?
I don't think so.
How? That's very interesting. Like, see, the body doesn't lie.
No.
It never does in any setting ever. And so do you see other athletes? It's probably just something like people aren't looking for, but do you see other athletes? Do you ever notice them on other athletes, or did you notice this in the last Olympics?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Oh, I actually am not a huge athletic fan, but I pay attention to all the athletes out there who are getting acupuncture and or cupping. And then I try to write about it on my blog. And for example, I just was taking a peek at some of my older articles. In the 2008 Olympics, there's a swimmer name, and I'm so sorry if I ruin her name, but the first name is Wang, and then it's Q-U-N. Not mm-hmm. sure how to pronounce it. But she was a Chinese swimmer, and you probably have already, they reposted her photo, actually, this year, because she had cupping marks all over her back.
Mm.
So she made headlines for that as well. Also, the Mets have really been using it as a team. One team member started using it last year, and people kind of made fun of him. And now the joke is that you walk in the locker room and everybody's got marks.
Interesting.
Yes. So definitely it's not a new thing. I just think Michael Phelps has maybe made it a little sexier and prevalent.
By the way, we are doing a public service. We're getting a lot of texts. 60. This is Jerry. So glad you've explained this to me. I thought poor Michael Phelps was getting beat up. from the 312, I definitely thought Michael Phelps was getting beat up by that other guy that keeps staring at him.
Well,
so a lot of people.
Excellent. I'm so glad people realize actually he was being helped.
Yeah, he was doing a healthy thing for himself. And you mentioned your blog. Where can people go to read your blog?
They can go to my website at tcm007.com. Just go to the blog. So backslash blog. TCM007.
And I'll be sure and tweet a link out to it later.
Okay.
So
if anyone
wants to follow me on Twitter, we'll be sure and put a link up and we'll put it on the show page once we post the podcast.
Perfect.
We have so much more to talk about with cupping and athletes and all this because it is a topic I'm so interested in. When athletes go to, I think we think of like sports medicine as being very Western, very by the book. And I really like it. I love to see athletes doing things like acupuncture and cupping and all that and to take care of themselves using a lot of different modalities. So still lots to talk about. We're going to take a little break, come right back and continue this conversation with Jennifer Dubowski, licensed acupuncturist, into cupping, all the things, knows all the things about all the things, dispelling myths left and right here. Back in just a bit on 720 WGN. So darn official sounding. 720 WGN, Amy Guth in for Patty Vasquez. We're holding our heads high listening to Olympic anthems because that's what we do this time of year. But you know, my friends, a lot of people, there's a lot of interesting stories swirling around the Olympics this year. Saturday night, 7 to 9 on the Saturday night special, I'm going to devote the whole show to talking about the Olympics because there are so many interesting stories. I will have someone from Huffington Post on. We're going to be talking a lot of different aspects, including how a medal winner was identified by how her husband, how she was married to a Bears player, not say that she was the never mind. That was a whole thing that happened. And then how there's a swimmer. There was a swimmer who was like her husband, who was her coach. He was praised more. And yeah, all these things. That's a wife of Chicago Bears player wins a medal. Ugh,
lovely.
It has been corrected, but nonetheless, that's where it went. So we're going to be talking about all those things. But one of the things that is a really interesting story that's come out of the Olympics is cupping. And that's these marks we're seeing all over athletes. Michael Phelps has these big tennis ball size marks on his shoulder. And people have been talking about what on earth that is. Or is he getting beaten up? Do we need to do an intervention for him? I knew what it was right away because I have done this. It is called cupping, and it is a really, really interesting thing. So who better to discuss this than an expert in cupping, Jennifer Dubowski, licensed acupuncturist, expertise in all things related to this. And I have experienced cupping from her, so I can vouch for this. From some muscle soreness, she put these on. I bruised like crazy, but nonetheless, I did feel a lot better. And after 2 or 3 times, like I think twice maybe we did it.
Actually, I think we did it 3 times. I would have to go back and check.
Sure.
But I generally like to ideally get 3 in eventually because I feel like the third one kind of gets the final bits out.
Then it was 3 for sure. Because I remember whatever the last time was, I was like, I barely even bruised.
Exactly.
I'm doing some good living. Yeah.
That's right.
So we talked in the last segment a little bit about how it works, how the mechanics of it work, and what happens in the body when you kind of lift that subcutaneous layer and let all this blood start to flow freshly into muscles and how it kind of lifts that lactic acid out for athletes. But I wonder if you could talk to us a little bit, if we could just rewind a little bit, like where does cupping come from and how long has it been around and all of that good stuff?
Well, actually, the history of cupping is super interesting because it is not just based in China. It's based all over the world. As a matter of fact, the ancient Egyptians used it. The ancient Greeks used it. It was also used in other parts of Asia as well as Europe. And in North America, it was used by the natives and even went by the name the horn method because they would take, I think it was buffalo horns, but hey, maybe it was another type
whatever
of horn.
Whatever horn is sitting around.
Exactly. They would cut off the top, stuff it with grass, light it on fire to create suction, and then go right ahead and cup people.
Wow.
So it has been around a long time. Actually, the first documentation of cupping was 3,000 years ago, and that was for pulmonary tuberculosis.
Wow.
And one other historical fact that I quite like is that Hippocrates, who is often called the father of modern medicine,
certainly
recommended cupping, and wait, I wrote this down, in his book, The Guide to Clinical Treatment, and he recommended it for menstrual difficulties, angina, and other disorders.
Wow. So going in the Wayback Machine,
oh,
it's long
yes.
been recognized.
It has been around forever.
Interesting.
In many cultures.
And so let's talk about the benefits. We talked a little bit about how it works and that and kind of hinted at the benefits. But just for both for athletes and for just regular people, mm-hmm. what can someone expect to experience if they're new to cupping, let's say?
Okay. Well, first off, I mean, I know that in my practice, if someone is very new to cupping, I always start smaller because I want to make sure
it's not terrifying.
Right. It's not terrifying. I don't want them to get too sore. I want to make sure it all works out and I see how they react to it. So depending on how long your cups are on, what type of cupping, it can definitely make a difference in your experience. But some of the common benefits will include definitely increased circulation, often just a general sense of well-being. I would say a lot of people find it decreases anxiety. Hmm. It helps tension. It relieves pain. It's really quite good for musculoskeletal pain. It helps relieve soreness and stiffness. Clearly, all of those would be great for athletes. As well, I think I already mentioned anxiety, but it's good for migraines, arthritis, injury recovery, workout recovery, just general aches and pains. And a lot of those would apply to athletes, mm-hmm. especially those who are working out really hard for the Olympics.
Sure. You would have muscle soreness. You would have
all kinds of things. Pain, injuries all the time.
Probably joint stuff and all these, you know,
exactly.
lots of tears and stuff that just happens to the body from training that hard. I remember the first time when you did cupping on me, I was hyper. For hours, I felt...
Afterward.
Yeah, I felt very hyper.
See, now that's really interesting, and I think this is just because you're a special person.
Could be.
But a lot of people actually feel very zoned out and calm.
Mm.
And even myself, I know the way I equate it sometimes when I get cupping is I almost feel like someone pops a balloon, and I kind of go...
yeah.
But I can see where you had that reaction because cupping really gets things moving.
Yeah.
And if you have been tense or if you've been in pain, it's like your whole back feels all loosey-goosey.
Yeah.
And it can definitely kind of pep you up.
Sure.
So and it depends on the person.
And then I slept like the dead. But for an hour, I was like, yay, I'm going to go do all the things. Bonk. And then I was out like
right.
a light. We are starting to run out of time, but we have a caller. I want to take this caller. Hi, Joe. You have a question about cupping?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, when I was on hold, I got a very, very thorough, complete explanation of its derivation and the benefits. But I'd like a second part of my question still addressed, if you would. When I first saw it, I had no idea what it was on Phelps's back. And I said, well, if they're putting suction in some sort of a vehicle, whatever, at the skin surface, it must be destroying a heck of a lot of capillaries, causing that basically a black and blue mark. Is that, where am I wrong on that?
Well, what I would actually say is I don't think it destroys capillaries, but definitely one of the reasons that you do see some of those purple marks is because it will get the blood rising up and some of the capillaries may open or kind of pop, but it doesn't destroy them. So, you know, it's like when you do get a hickey and you suck the blood to the surface, you get a purple mark.
So they will... They'll regenerate, is what you're saying?
Oh, totally.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Those marks fade. I mean, it depends on the patient and how difficult the problem is, but usually the marks will fade within a week or so.
And the capillaries have regenerated.
Everything has regenerated. Oh. It often feels really good.
Interesting.
So what function of the body allows the capillaries to be rebuilt, restructured?
Well, the human body is always repairing itself. Whenever you have an injury, like with muscles, with tears, with all of it, it's always regenerating itself.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be true of capillaries and other parts.
Thanks very much for the call, Joe. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Well, there you go. So we are helping dispel myths that poor Michael Phelps is not getting beaten up. He's actually living quite well and making healthy choices for himself. And I super love that that you're able to kind of read his potential injuries a little bit, kind of guess at them, because we're like,
and that one shoulder mark.
Yeah.
It's
really dark.
It's really dark. And that's the biggest, most noticeable one.
That's really interesting. So tell us again where people can go to buy your book and to read your blog, follow you on social media, all of those good things.
Okay, awesome. So Jennifer Dabowski, licensed acupuncturist. You can find me at mostthingstcm007. That's my Twitter handle. And I also have a book called Adventures in Chinese Medicine, Acupuncture, Herbs, and Ancient Ideas for Today. You can find that on Amazon.com, or if you're in Chicago, you can buy it in my office. My website is tcm007.com. You can also find my blog, which I update regularly and have done so for several years.
You guys, the TCM007, it's like, think of James Bond, 007, TCM, traditional Chinese medicine. She's the 007 of that. She's like
exactly.
It's like she's sort of like a ninja.
Right.
For those things.
That's what I love about it.
And yes, she's all over social media. You can find her. You can read her blog. There's always lots of really good information on the blog, all about things like in the news, like cupping. And so thanks for coming in and breaking it down for us.
Well, thank you so much, Amy. It's always a pleasure.
And my friends, again, I will tweet out links to all the things she just mentioned so that you can find them, get your questions answered, buy her book, read her posts, all the good stuff, and give her a visit if you want to try cupping for yourself. All right, my friends, we're going to take a little break, get you to news, all those good things, and be back in just a bit on 720 WGN.